All right, first of all, introduce yourself. Go ahead, tell the people who you are.
Oh, man, gotta put me on the spotlight. All right, well, I am King Kirk. You can call me Kirk for short. AKA the mailman, you know how that go. I'm not OJ, of course.
So, I'm Kano. You can follow me at my IG, as you can see, probably under the screen there, Kano_Major. So we're gonna jump right into this. So first things first, rules of providing.
Rules of providing.
This is a big topic you hear, especially in our community.
Oh man, my version. I mean, based on how I was brought up, I would tell you what turned me into becoming the man I am today. Because honestly, once I had children, that's what really changed my whole perspective on how to provide for a family. When it was just me and my girl, you know, it was more of a 50-50 type of thing. You know, I did my thing, she did her thing. There was no marriage, there was no ring. So we took care of each other, but, you know, we did things separately. It was more division in it. But then when you have kids involved, you have extra mouths to feed, people that did not ask to be here. You have a responsibility to take care of. So it becomes more of a hustle. You know, you have to put more of an effort to make sure that your bills are paid, your house has to be maintained. Of course, I truly believe that, yes, you know, in this society, in this time, in our generation, women should play a role in providing as well. But as a man, is to take a lead role in providing, if that makes sense.
Let me tell you right now. I need you to explain that part because you know they're going to jump on your ass for that. Why do women provide as well?
I mean, one, look at the economy, man. Like, if you really sit back and think of a middle class and a lower class, especially if you're a lower class, and you have a family that has a, you know, your husband goes to work, you go to work, and you have children that go to school, and you both don't have a job that makes a hell of a lot of money, but you guys put that money together to provide to just live a lifestyle that is you maintain. So both of you guys have to put in that work. Both of you guys have to provide. Now, if you have to be blessed with a guy or a woman, you know, that is well off financially, that can take care of both of you in this type of society, hey, I mean, and you're looking for that man to provide in that sense, then, and he's willing to do those things, you know, kudos to him. You know, I mean, I would see myself as somewhere in the middle class area where both of us, if we want to live comfortable, if we want to live a lifestyle that is, especially for our children to grow up in and have things that we each other never had, to provide things for both of them, we both have to put in that work. How we're living now, the society that we're living now, it's too hard, yo, for one person to do it by themselves. Especially, I mean, a man can still lead though. He can still lead if both people are providing, but it's the type of providing that each person is bringing to the table, if that makes sense.
So I'm gonna give you my take. I'm gonna give you my take.
Go ahead.
People base their households off the shit they see on social media.
Yes.
I hate that with a fucking passion.
Absolutely.
I hate that. Back in the days, you know, houses were probably under $10,000. You know, they weren't, there wasn't a big landslide between the economy and, you know, the wages the man of the house were bringing home. So mm-hmm. You can afford your household groceries, you know, paying for your kids, paying for healthcare. You can afford all that stuff. But mm-hmm. as the years go on, like you said, the economy, your everyday expenses grew, bills grew, but wages didn't. So yes, they fought the work. They fought for equal rights to be compared to a man, but that's not where I'm going with this. I just wanted to say that. But I wish people would just do what's best for their household. Mm-hmm. If she's okay with splitting the bills 50-50, and you're okay with, you know, her helping you split the bills 50-50, then split the bills 50-50. But why are you not going to split the bills 50-50 just because someone on Facebook, you know, X, slash Twitter, tells you not to or you're not supposed to? I wish people would adjust with the times. I'm not saying, you know, you have to split the bills 50-50, but I wish people would stick to their, you know,
tradition.
In a way? Stick to whatever
works for you. Society is making it?
Yeah, stick to whatever works for you. Why the fuck are you with someone who wants to split the bills 50-50 and you know you don't?
Exactly.
Because guess what? At least he's splitting the bills 50-50. Because if he doesn't split the bills 50-50, guess who's paying 100% of your bills? You! I don't know. I'm not the smartest brother in the world, but I'd rather pay 50-50 than 100. So,
facts.
It just astonishes me that someone would rather pay 100% of their bills instead of 50-50. And then let's switch to the other side. It's like, what if he's not capable of paying all the bills?
And that's what gives her no choice.
And then here's the problem. He's not capable of paying all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
You both are capable if, you know, you help out. But I also understand women's logic as well. If you've never taken care of a kid all day, you would never understand that shit really is a second job. You want her to take care of the children, take care of the household. Mind you, those kids fuck up the house. They fuck it up. Regular cleaning. You're spring cleaning that house. You're spring cleaning that house. So you want her to spring clean the house every day, 7 days a week. Split the bills 50-50. Take care of the children. And then be physically ready to have sex whenever you want it. I'm not going to lie. That is asking for much.
Yeah.
That's asking for much. I'm going to have to go with the women on this one. I'm sorry. I know there's more to this, but just from that alone, I have to.
That's where we go back to the roles of providing. Now, the role, like if a man is gonna come home, let's say that you guys both go to work, you splitting the bills 50-50. So now you go from splitting the bills 50-50 to splitting the house chores 50-50, splitting the things you do for the kids 50-50. You can't just split bills and then come home and expect her to do everything. You can't do that. If you do that, now she's doing 75, you're actually doing 25.
You go to work 10 hours a day. You also want her to go to work 10 hours a day. Now, men's logic is she's supposed to take care of the household.
That's true.
Now, once you come from work and she's come from work, where does men logic end and, you know, women logic and start? Because remember, now we're at the house. We're done with work. You're expecting a meal. You're expecting sex. You got some expectations here, but you totally ignore that she had to take care of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's use something more realistic. What if the kids are at school? Mm-hmm. They go to school. You're home. You're home all day. The kids are at school. You guys have like different shifts. One person goes to work in the morning, another one goes to work in the afternoon. Now what?
Now you gotta play, you gotta organize yourself. You gotta be able to adjust to what you're willing to go through. So for example, let's say if I go to work in the morning and the school so happened to be on the way to work, I could take the kids to work. Now, she goes to work at night. She picks up the kids. I come home. I take care of the kids. She take care of the kids from that time till I come home. I come home and pick up her slack, make sure the kids have ate, took a shower, ready for bed. She's going to work. She's getting ready for work. She's gone. She's work at night, whatever the case may be. It got to be some type of in-between. It got to be a balance. It always has to be a balance when you want to do things 50-50, especially paying bills 50-50.
You go to work. You come home. She picks up the kids. What are you expecting to be done in the household?
Now, let's say the one, if she's home all day and she picked up the kids, I'm coming home from work, maybe dinner. And if dinner is done, if she's cooked dinner, she has dinner prepared and ready, and they don't have to be out, just already done, I'll do the dishes. She ain't got to do double the work. That's how you balance things out.
Okay, but here's the thing. I said, what are you expecting to be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember I just said earlier, you guys are on different shifts. So now what if she's getting ready for work, taking a nap, whatnot? She forgot to do a couple things. How do you react?
Well, you know,
would you be mad? Be honest. Would you be mad?
I can't really say I wouldn't be either because I haven't lived that situation. So I can't say. The way I'm looking from the outside in, and the way I would put it together, if I went to work at 7 in the morning and I got to get off at 4 or 5, and she slept to go to work, and she picked up the kids to take a nap, she did what she had to do, I would feel that in some time during the day she had a chance to at least prepare something. So if she had a chance to put it together and prepare it, I could come home, finish it off, and cook it. That's it. There's got to be a balance. If she wants something from me, if I want something from her, I'm going to give her something also. It got to be some type of equilibrium in the middle. It got to be, you got to meet each other halfway and everything.
But I'm not really going to put my opinion on that one. What I'm going to say is,
Nah, go ahead. No, put your opinion. What would you expect? What would you expect to be done? How would you see that scenario play out?
I'm not going to lie. If you're home all day, you're right. You do have a chance to cook or something. But I understand you got to get that sleep in because you're doing the afternoon shift. And that's usually like 2 to 10, 2 to 12 in some cases, even like 1 to 11. Those are fucking killer shifts. But you had time. Even if you don't cook, you had time to take something out of cook, season the food, something. You know how black households do. You had to do something. But if none of that shit is done, at least the basics, because now you're leaving me home with the kids. I just came home from work. You got a nap in. I just came home from work. So now it's like, what did you do to help this situation? 2024, women are going to work. Households are being split 50-50. So now I got to look at it as, what the hell did you do to help? I understand not every day you're going to get this shit in, but no days? You mean to tell me not one fucking day you didn't have the food to season? The house wasn't clean? Now, if I'm able, what's going to piss me off is if I'm able to do all this stuff while the kids are home, and I just came home from work.
True. That is true. But
once again, everybody household is different. We can even switch the scenario to night shift. Honestly, everybody that's probably talking about that more, I want a majority of them probably does work night shift. They probably would have a fighting case right there. It's like you've been gone all day, work overnight. You come home in the morning or 5 a.m. or whatever it is. You're expecting shit to be done. The kids to be asleep, you know. It's more than likely you're going to have to get them ready for school the next day. But no matter how you look at it, someone's going to have to give up 75%. Someone's going to have to give up 75%, and more than likely it's going to be the woman.